CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Chris Whitmarsh, G0FDZ's Lifetime Achievement Award. The RSGB 2024 AGM is coming up. The RSGB is providing regular updates on its strategic priorities. Congratulations to Chris Whitmarsh, G0FDZ, who has been presented with an RSGB Lifetime Achievement Award by RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, and RSGB Board Chair Stuart Bryant, GCYSX. Chris is the only amateur in the United Kingdom to have had a two-way QSO on every single amateur band for which we are licensed. Chris has been Vice President of the Cray Valley Radio Society for over 20 years, and members of the club turned out in force to see the presentation and celebrate his achievement. A reminder that this year's RSGB AGM will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th of April. It is being held online to ensure as many members as possible can watch and take part. The formal business of the meeting will include the results of members' votes on the resolutions, including the endorsement of three nominated directors. RSGB members are encouraged to vote on all the resolutions. This year, you can ask the RSGB board a question in one of three ways: by submitting it in advance via an online form, registering to ask a question live on video via Zoom, or asking via the YouTube live chat during the event. There are deadlines for submitting questions via the online form or Zoom, so make sure you don't miss those. Find out more on the RSGB AGM web pages at rsgb.org/alphagolfmic. At the discussion with the board session at the RSGB convention last year, the President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, committed the board to giving regular updates on the work being done to fulfil the RSGB's strategic priorities. Since the beginning of this year, a monthly report has been shared in RADCOM and on the RSGB website. These reports have covered a range of activities and achievements involving both staff and volunteers. The board is committed to continuing this regular communication, so look out for the updates in RADCOM each month. If you've missed any this year, you can find them all on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/strategy-updates. Are you aged 18 to 30? Are you passionate about all things radio? Are you ready for exciting experiences, making new friends, and shaping the future of amateur radio? Why not apply to be part of the RSGB YOTA team going to the YOTA Chatcha Summer Camp this year? You can find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA-camp. You'll be able to read about the experiences of previous teams and download an application form from the Chechia event. The closing date for applications is the 15th of April for the team leader and the 22nd of April for team members. The March 2024 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available on the RSGB website for members to read. RadCom Basics is aimed at new licensees or anyone who enjoys reading about the fundamental principles behind the many facets of amateur radio. This edition includes articles which cover the checking and testing of components, working on the 116 to 80 meter bands with limited space, the importance of antenna radials, what it's like to take up portable operating, and a guide to clean transmissions. To read RadCom Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. At its recent meeting, the CEPT Frequency Management Working Group confirmed that Barry Lewis, G4SJH, in his IARU role, would continue as chair for a further 3-year period. Having first been appointed in 2019, the meeting also noted updates to the TR6101 that facilitates the temporary operation in a fellow member's country, for Georgia joining the scheme, as well as editorial changes to accommodate Australian license changes and Canadian provincial prefixes. Barry has also continued his work in CEPT on the 23-centimetre band, following the outcomes from WRC23. IARU and RSDB volunteers are also starting ITU WRC27 preparations, where further bands and topics are of concern to amateur radio. Please note that RSDB headquarters will be closed for the bank holiday on Monday the 1st of April. Please continue to send all your news and updates to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for the GB2RS news is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. And now for details of rallies and events. Holsworthy Spring Rally will be held on Sunday the 7th of April at Holsworthy Livestock Market in Devon. The doors open to traders from 8 a.m. and to the public from 10 a.m. Wheelchair access, catering and free parking will be available. For more information, email mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 38th QRP Convention will be held on Saturday the 20th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, postcode Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. and admission will be £3. The event will feature talks, traders, a bring and buy area, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, see yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com or email DerekBowen1949@talktalk.net. Now the special event news. Special event station Golf Bravo Zero Whiskey Yankee Tango will be active from RAF Whiten, joining the Airfields on the Air event on the weekend of the 13th and 14th of April. This is the 12th year that the station has put on a special event station for the event. The call sign will again be operated by the RAF Air Cadet Communication staff and club members from the Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society. This year, due to restrictions, the activity will be run from a site just west of the main runway at Whiten. Operators will be active on the HF bands, subject to working conditions, using CW, phone, RTTY, PSK31 and FT8. FM and SSB will also be in use on the 2-meter band. Special event station Oscar Echo 100 Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar is active until the 31st of December to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the beginning of regular radio transmissions in Austria, in 1924, of course. The station was heard recently on the 40-meter band using CW, QSL for the Bureau. Now the DX news. Felipe, CE3SX, will be active as Charlie Bravo Zero Zulu India X-ray from Juan Fernandez until the 4th of April. He will be QRV almost exclusively on the 6-meter band, using SSB and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World. Traditional QSL cards will not be available. Tear W2APF is active as Victor Papa 2 Mike Delta X-ray from Montserrat, NA103, until the 11th of April. He's operating CW, SSB, FT8 and FM on the 80 to 6-meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to W2APF. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest started at 0 hours on Saturday the 30th of March and ends today at 23:59 UTC. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Monday the 1st, the IRTS 70 centimeters counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330. UTC. Using FM and SSB on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also send their country. Also on Monday the 1st, the IRTS 2-meter counties contest runs from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Using FM and SSB on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also send their country. On Tuesday the 2nd, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And the 144 MHz UK activity contest follows it at 1900 running until 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 3rd, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 3rd, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Wednesday the 3rd, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The FT4 International Activity Day starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 6th of April and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 7th of April. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. The SPDX contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 7th. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. On Sunday the 7th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using ALMOS on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Sunday the 7th, the WRT All Britain Data contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1400 UTC and from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8, FT4, JS8, RTTY and PSK on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WRT All Britain Square. Club and multi-operator stations can only score points in either one of the operating periods. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 17th of April. The full rules are available on the WRT All Britain website. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO on Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. What a tumultuous time we had last week. Active Region 3614 produced an X1.1 solar flare and a coronal mass ejection, or CME, in the early hours of the 23rd of March. This impacted Earth's geomagnetic field, sending the KP index to 8 on the 24th of March. In fact, there were simultaneous flares from Active Region 3614 and the larger region 3615. The solar wind speed reached more than 850 kilometers per second at the height of the geomagnetic storm, peaking at 880 kilometers per second. The CME started to impact the Earth early in the afternoon of the 24th, and according to DigiSond data, its full effects on the ionosphere started to be felt by 1540 UTC. The large sunspot cluster, 3615, continues to evolve as it moves into the Sun's southwest quadrant. Moderate flaring will remain likely in the short term, with a lower chance for another strong X-class flare, although it's around the side of the Sun and it's not considered a threat today. All this was not good news for HF propagation, which saw maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometer path plummet on the 24th, to less than 18 megahertz. The ionosphere didn't fully recover until 2 days later, with the MUF struggling to get above 18 megahertz on the 25th. It wasn't until the afternoon of Wednesday the 27th that we saw the 10-meter band behaving normally again, with the KP index back in the range of 1 to 3. So this is what can happen if we have an X-class flare and associated CME. We can expect more of the same to come. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain high at around 175 to 190. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast from the 3rd to the 5th of April, when the KP index could rise to 4. But keep an eye on solarham.net for a near real-time guide to current solar conditions. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The period leading up to the Easter weekend and the following week shows up on the forecast charts is dominated by low pressure, feeding several periods of rain and showers across the country. This, unfortunately, means that TROPO is again off the menu of weather-related VHF propagation. Of course, wet weather is usually very supportive of rain scatter propagation on the gigahertz band, and this prolonged period of rain or showers will give the UHF and SHF operators something to occupy their time. Meteor scatter prospects are once again just random, which tend to be better in the hours just before dawn. We can look forward to the April LIRIDs, which are active in the second half of April with a peak around the 22nd. It's worth checking out the operating conventions and frequencies now so that you can be ready. Strong aurora has been reported recently with a KP index of 8, and a quick listen for fluttery signals on the 80 or 40 meter bands is often a good clue if you don't have access to the KP index at the time. The main mode of interest for the coming months is sporadic E, and some early propagation is possible, mainly on digital modes on the 10 or 6 meter bands, but probably very fleeting. During the summer sporadic e-season, it's well worth checking the propquest.co.uk graphs to see what is occurring and get an idea of how it may relate to jet stream weather patterns by cross-checking with the sporadic e blog upper air charts. The sporadic e probability index, or EPI, maps are also potentially useful to see how the favourable regions change with time. In the current pre-season period, it's more typical to find trans-equatorial propagation, or TEP, as an exotic mode offering paths to the south into South Africa and possibly into South America. For EME operators, moon declination reaches minimum on Easter Monday, so we'll see short moon windows with low elevation, Past losses are falling or weak, and 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, rising to a peak of more than 3000 Kelvin on Easter Monday before returning to low levels. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. No nets today. Too much main news. Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting on Tuesday and an online Zoom meeting on Thursday. Contact via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays in the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter, EX48PX. Meetings are held at 7 p.m. and new members are always welcome. More details are available at exeteralfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is via info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt20FNT0730554-9614. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. On Friday the 5th, members will be enjoying a talk entitled The Southwest Cluster's Dial on Demand Service by Matt G7FBD. The club welcomes all members and non-members. November Bravo, alfaromeocharlie.org.uk or Dave G7BYN on 07533-933-831. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is meeting on Thursday to prepare for Airfields on the Air. The club will be taking part in the event on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th. Contact via enquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is via Terry, M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk or 07889208090. Western Supermare Radio Society is having a meeting at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday from 7:30 p.m. Contact via golf4whiskeysierramike.club. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaren District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 12th of April, at Hirwine YMCA Hall, Charlie Foxtrot 44, 9 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnie Dale, Cardiff, Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustred, Rhonda Sports Centre, Charlie Foxtrot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting gw2fof.com. www.gw4buz.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. On Monday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Port Academy, adjacent to Sarum Hall. Postcode Sierra Alpha 183 Lima November from 7 p.m. Contact is GW4JPC. Golf Whiskey 4 Juliet Papa Charlie at yahoo.co.novemberzulu. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the St. John's Ambulance Station, Line Road, Newport. Postcode November Papa 205 Juliet Golf. Contact is via uskside@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine, and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down. Call Golf 7 November Juliet X-ray. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week. Keep safe. From the GB2RS news team.